6:16 at KLIF. Good morning. I'm Dave Williams. Amy Shondroff has this week off. Yesterday, I had a great time. I had the great pleasure of catching up with an old friend and a former colleague named Mary Ellen Geist. She's a radio journalist turned writer and one of the most compelling voices in the Alzheimer's care community because of the remarkable thing she did a few years ago. And you have to ask yourself whether you would have done this. And if you're honest, you might not like the answer. Mary Ellen, at the time, she was one of the biggest names in the radio news industry. She made her mark at KGO News Radio in San Francisco. Later went on to WCBS in New York. There's a plum job for you. Very lucrative. Making big bucks in the big time. And while working in New York, she learned that her father had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Mary Ellen made a very tough choice. But it wasn't hard for her. She quit. She quit her very high-profile and lucrative career to go home to her parents in Michigan to help her mother and father make the terrible journey to the end of his life. And she was there for, several years. After he passed, Mary Ellen wrote a book about that journey called Measure of the Heart. I read it. It's an irresistible account of how a loving daughter made her father's final years a time of love. And so we talked yesterday. And I had to cut it down a little bit, so it's recorded. We started by talking about when she told her employer she was leaving to go home. Rather than be upset, they understood and they asked her to blog about her experience. And she told me that that blog attracted a lot of attention.
A lot of people were going through what I was going through, that sure. Their job didn't matter so much anymore. And they called it the daughter track because so many women were doing this. They were just saying, you know what? Forget it. I'm going to go home and I'm going to be useful to my family. And it's a topsy-turvy thing. Your life changes completely. But I just came home to be my dad's caregiver and to help my mother. So we were a trio. My mom was there suffering. I was as worried about my mom and what would happen to her as a caregiver as I was about my dad. So I came home to take care of my dad, and it turned into me writing a book about the experience. And it's just been an unforgettable, life-changing experience.
Let me ask you about your dad and what he was going through, because I think that's what most people worry, the fear most is the unknown of being diagnosed with Alzheimer's and then having to go through the slow process of losing oneself. Was he afraid of what was happening to him?
Yes, and the weird thing is he was so aware of it. When Dad was first diagnosed, the doctor told my mom, at first, he's going to be in pain and suffering, and you're going to be fine. And then he's going to just be fine because he's going to be checked out and he won't really know what's happening, and then you're going to be in pain and suffering. But as it turns out, that didn't happen that way because my dad had this, like, really quite amazing intellect and self-awareness. He was president of a car company. I call him a car guy. And he was just extremely aware, and he absolutely knew what was happening to him, so it was heartbreaking and frightening. And, you know, it's interesting. I said he's a car guy because his car was, and driving around Detroit and visiting his customers is a big part of his life. And that's how we found out he had Alzheimer's. He was driving. He got lost driving home.
Oh.
And it was the way he'd driven, you know, every day of his adult life. And he started getting lost driving home. And, you know, then you get the terrible diagnosis and he started forgetting people's names. But he never forgot his music. And, Dave, that was the amazing thing. Like, the music stayed with him, and the music is how I took care of my father, and it comforted him. So I asked my mom when I came home, I said, what is the worst part of the day? And she said, when he wakes up in the morning, he doesn't know who I am. He'll look across the bed at her and not know who she is, even though they've held each other all night, and he wouldn't know who he was sometimes. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do something. It's going to be weird, but let me try something. So I would sneak into the bedroom while they were asleep, and I would put on the Frank Sinatra CD, in the wee small hours of the morning, when the whole wide world is fast asleep. And he'd go, and he would smile, and he would start singing along, and then he heard my voice, and then he would know my mother. He would know who he was. He would know where he was, and he would know who I was, too. And he was awakened with comfort and the music, and then I started using music throughout the day. So say it's time for a shower. Night and day works really well, Cole Porter. When there's sundowning, when people with Alzheimer's are anxious in the afternoon, I would play Diana Krall, you know, he loves her. And then I would sing other songs. I mean, at the end of the night, we do, now the day is over, night is drawing nigh. And if he was really depressed and his head was hanging in his hands, I go, "Hail to the victors, valiant! Hail to the conquering heroes!" The University of Michigan fight song. And music changed everything. So I incorporated music into every way I took care of my dad, and it comforted him. And I think it really kept him going. And I think he lived longer because of that. When I came home, he'd had Alzheimer's almost 10 years, and he lived 16 years. And actually, when I came home, I know this is weird, but we had a lovely time together. And we drove around singing, and I took him to concerts, and my mom and dad and I just had a, I mean, I know that I helped my mother, and she often says, you know, "You saved my life." And she has gone on to a whole other chapter in her life. She's 88, and she's extremely happy, and has fallen in love with my dad's best friend, who was in his singing group.
I'm sure your dad would love that. Now, look, what is the name of that that documentary about music and Alzheimer's patients? It's wonderful. I've seen it, but I just can't think
it's
of the name.
So
of it.
So good. Alive Inside.
Right.
You can get to it by aliveinsideus.com.
Everybody,
fabulous.
Everybody has a connection to music, music of their past, the music of their lives, the things that make emotional contact. And it seems to be the direct link to Alzheimer's patients. This documentary came out long after your experience, but it's the real deal, Alive Inside. And I was talking to you also, I just recently saw the Glenn Campbell documentary about his final year tour and his, and boy, that took you right inside his doctor's office with him and his wife.
It was very brave that they let people follow through all these very personal, private, and heartbreaking moments, but it really shows how the entire family, it's not, the disease is not one person's disease, it's the entire family's disease, and often the community's disease. It's so sad.
I've certainly given your book a very strong recommendation. I have ever since I read it, and it's a breathtaking experience that you shared with us. And you're talking about how it was so personal, and you didn't know whether or not you wanted to blog. I think you've written one of the most important books on the subject that's ever been written, because it comes, as the title implies, it's from the heart.
Thank you so much. And if anybody's interested, you know, it's Measure of the Heart. And my website is maryellengeist.com.
Right.
And the movement that works with music and memory is just musicandmemory.org. And you can go to their website and the documentary Alive Inside Us. And the word is really getting out that music can change a person with Alzheimer's life for the better, and it can help the whole family to communicate better too. You can all get together and sing. Sometimes we danced, and I really recommend using music almost as a drug if you're taking care of someone with Alzheimer's.
All right. Thank you so much. Mary Ellen Geist, you can find all the information about her book on the Dave and Amy Facebook page, and a little bit later on I'll be reposting that conversation. But she's really remarkable. By the way, if you heard her when she was singing those notes and demonstrating what she would do with her dad, and you went, "Well, she sings pretty well." Yeah, she's one of those people that does everything perfectly, you know. She's also a jazz singer on the side. So, again, you'll find it on the Dave and Amy, The Morning Drive with Dave and Amy on Facebook.